Earlier in the week, we covered the latest Daft.ie house price report, which shows asking prices have risen by 3.7% in the first 3 months of the year. The average home now costs almost 350,000, and that's 11.6% higher than a year ago. Supply to the market is also becoming tighter, with fewer than 9,300 second-hand homes available nationwide. That's down 17% year on year. So how is it all affecting those who aspire to own their own homes? Well, our reporter Joe Caulfield attended an information evening hosted by Dunleary Rathdown County Council last night, where over 438 people registered their interest in the new affordable homes the council has coming on stream in the area.
Is this ever going to happen? Is this possible? Am I an idiot? Should I just go rent and get my life off pause? Because it does feel like that when you move back home.
The experience of first-time home buying can be a daunting prospect for many. This man in his late 30s is looking to buy as a single person and outlines some of the ups and downs in his journey so far.
I just moved home with the parents about 3 months ago to kind of really get serious. Everything I've been looking at is granny gaffs. Need a bit of work, which I'm fine with, but just getting completely outbid on everywhere I'm going.
And when you say outbid, is that above asking price?
Oh, well above. I'm at the bottom of the market as well. I'm buying as a solo, so 300k would be my limit, and even then that's my max. So I've gone viewing things for 250 and they're going for 380.
How is this impacting you emotionally?
I still see myself as one of the lucky ones. I have two parents who are able to house me. I don't pay any rent at the moment. It can get you down. It gets me stressed, to be honest. I don't particularly feel depressed about it. I feel stressed about it. Anxiety, I suppose, is the overwhelming emotion around it.
Self-employed business owners Austin and Lindsay had been looking to buy before the COVID pandemic stalled their plans, and they say the market has changed a lot in the intervening period.
The problem is obviously the difference in the last 3 or 4 years of house prices. Like, we looked at a few houses there, gone up by 100,000-150,000 from asking price.
What else is different? Is it more competitive now than it was previously, or have you noticed any other kind of variables in the market?
I'd say it's more competitive. Like, we went to a few of the houses that we wouldn't have even bought them a few years ago. There's loads of people looking at them now. You know, you couldn't sell them a few years ago, and now you're actually in a bidding war.
I think most young couples looking to get on the property ladder are in a very similar salary position. So all of the stock between, if you want to stay in South Dublin, say 350 to 550, the entirety of the market is probably trying to buy in there. All the first-time buyers anyway are the young families, and then there's really not enough units coming on, not even nearly enough. So you're competing with the same people in the same income bracket with the same issues, and now we're like family of four with two dogs living in a two-bed apartment.
The most recent Daft.ie house price report released this week shows the average sale price in the first quarter of 2025 was 5.8% above the listed price. And this teacher in his mid-20s says that trend can be quite demoralising.
Yeah, it's just flooded, I suppose, and it doesn't really give you much hope when you're going into houses and there's a big queue in the front door when you're going in, and then you see the numbers in the list in front of you and the amount of people reviewing it, and then you go to a bidding process and there's already five bids ahead of you. The asking price is already being met or gone way above it, so that's quite disheartening. And then, like, the housing prices are going to keep going up, so you kind of feel like you're against the clock. But it's a huge decision, like, it's the biggest investment we're going to make. We can't rush it, and we also can't make a mistake with it. So
you're teachers, so are you looking to stay in the area because you teach in the area?
Yeah, basically, but also, like, our family's close in the area. My potential alternative is to go abroad, do Australian stuff. We don't have to do that either, but yeah, we do want to stay in the area. We want to stay near our families, and it obviously helps that you're working nearby too.
Well, my situation is a little bit different because I actually took part in South Dublin County Council's original affordable housing scheme.
Anita's position has changed quite a lot since she bought her first home and is hoping to avail of the government's affordable housing scheme now to upgrade to somewhere with a bit more space.
I bought a one-bedroom apartment when I was 21, when I had a baby. But like that, there was no options for me up till last year where I could get a bigger property. I had no option to change, and I'm still a lone parent. I'm on my own, so obviously there's only one income as well. But the council actually added an amendment to the Fresh Start principle, so you can now be included if you own your own home but it's overcrowded.
How difficult is it navigating the housing market at the moment, particularly for a single parent?
It's very difficult, very confusing, like all the different banks, all the different options, how mortgages work. There's a lot you need to have prepared beforehand, paperwork wise. And I think if you're not used to that, like if you're not from an administrative background, it's a lot. It is a lot for people.
And that's Joe Caulfield reporting.